This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. What comes next could determine the course of Russia's war in Ukraine, say the experts. Russia appears to be preparing for a major attack in Ukraine's east. Ukraine's foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba, says his military is confident they can win in the Donbass region.
Whatever Russia is planning to do, we have our strategy, and this strategy is based on the assumption that, on the confidence that we will win this war and we will liberate our territories.
He was on NBC's Meet the Press. Ukraine's President Zelensky is urging the West to do more to help. The number of COVID cases has been rising, but the severity is not. Here's Julie Walker.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says an uptick was expected after mitigation policies like mask wearing were lifted.
Each individual is going to have to make their calculation of the amount of risk that they want to take in going to indoor dinners and going to functions.
President Biden, who is vaccinated and doubly boosted, has not been wearing masks all the time. And just days after an event with him, more than a dozen D.C. officials have tested positive for COVID.
Yes, he is mingling there, but we feel that the protocols around the president are sufficient to protect him.
Fauci made his comments on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. I'm Julie Walker.
Israeli forces shot and killed a Palestinian man near the city of Bethlehem in the occupied West Bank. The Israeli military says it opened fire at a man throwing a firebomb at an Israeli vehicle. A shooting inside a crowded Cedar Rapids, Iowa nightclub has left two people dead and at least 10 wounded, say authorities there. No word on arrests yet. Golfer Scottie Scheffler won the Masters by 3 strokes in his first major championship. Tiger Woods ended with the worst scores of his Masters career. This is AP News. Now to ghost guns and what President Biden plans to do about them. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
The White House will be releasing new rules on ghost guns, privately made firearms that don't have serial numbers that are increasingly popping up at crime scenes. While it's hard to know how many there are, the Justice Department reported in a recent 4-year period, nearly 24,000 of these untraceable weapons were recovered. Gun rights groups are expected to sue against the new rules. Meanwhile, sources say President Biden will nominate former Ohio U.S. Attorney Steve Dettelbach to head the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. But confirmation could be an uphill battle. Since the ATF position became confirmable in 2006, both Republican and Democratic administrations failed to get their nominees approved by Congress. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.